participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Pastor Lester Hayes tonight with New Freedom Christian Ministry. Pastor Lester and Sharon Hayes, your host tonight. We're here tonight with our very own Pastor Eric Davis, to represent him and Pastor Phoebe and More Than Conquerors Warriors for Christ Ministry. And we thank you all for our ministers, Bigger Than Minister Betty. Don't know whether they're on, but they're part of our leadership team. We thank and praise you for those that are already on with us tonight. Thank you for coming to pray with us tonight. And we're going to open up our prayer tonight. Amen. I'll open and I'm going to pray a prayer tonight. Something that the Lord just laid on my heart, and I'll probably talk more about this in the coming days. But this prayer is going to focus on, it seems like there's a lot of people right now, their number one concern is not pleasing God. We need to pray about that. But it seems more about pleasing self and pleasing man. You know, it's kind of in this cycle right now. People want the approval of men or women more than they want the approval of God. And that's an issue. And the Bible clearly says we cannot serve two masters. You know, everybody now is trying to get rich. Everybody want to be a billionaire. I just saw a segment on the evening news where all they talked about, they had pictures and profiles up there. Everybody joining the billionaire club. You know, everybody racing to become a billionaire. You know, all the celebrities, billionaires. That's the big thing that's popular. Everybody want to be a billionaire, you know. Personally, I'll tell you, I don't want to be a billionaire, you know. I just want to be a servant. I just want to be rich in things about God, knowledge of God, you know. And because if I profit all that, if I win the lottery, if I become a billionaire, what good is it going to do me to gain all of that and lose my soul, you know? And you don't have to be a billionaire to have your soul saved. And if you're a billionaire without your soul saved, you ain't profiting nothing. You haven't. You can't buy salvation. You can't buy the Holy Spirit. You can't buy the wisdom of God. So usually what happens is greed kicks in. Like the more you get, the more you want. So it seems to be a thing right now that's got so many people blinded. And I'm not knocking being wealthy. I'm not knocking being rich, you know. But there is just a way to go about it. We first have to seek God's way of doing it. You know, and that's what I'm going to kind of open my prayer with tonight before we go into the prayer rotation. And scripture reference that came to me today was out of the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, 19 of the King James Bible. So then my opening prayer is going to be centered around those passages right there. Now, that whole sixth chapter speaks volumes to me. And you'll probably hear more about that in these coming days. But those two verses, those three verses right there, let me give you my reference and then we're going to pray. It says, charge them that are rich in the world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, which is what's missing and lacking, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. If it pertains to life and godliness, God wants us to enjoy. It says he giveth it to us to enjoy things richly, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. And listen at verse 20. Oh, Paul is talking to Timothy, one of his pastors. Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Okay, we put all of our trust in science. You know, Scientology is one of the most popular religions created by man out in California, where all the wealthy peoples are. Because they're trying to find another alternative. So they use scientific research, scientific technology. They use sink all these millions into all these alternative ways to have a quality of life, you know? But a storm come through and destroy all of that, they got to start all over. They're out of billions. And it happens all the time. A fire come through and burn all that stuff up. So what good did it do you to profit? Now they're miserable, you know? And so science is not the key, okay? He said falsely so-called. which some profess and have erred concerning the faith. Faith is what pleases God, not science, not, you know, evolution, not what man can create, not what man can buy or build, you know. Grace be with thee. Amen. The first to Timothy was written from Laodicea, which is the chiefest city of Pergamum, Pocatiana. Now, Paul is saying that, hey, I wrote this to my son Timothy before because he's going to be a pastor of the church. He got to teach people this so that they don't go after filthy lucre. So he don't go after filthy lucre, you know. And Paul's saying this city right here had everything. No wonder he wrote it to him there. No wonder he's sending it to them there. They had some problems. They had some billionaires there. They had some wealthy, rich people there. And they probably was worshiping their wealth, worshiping their money. And so Paul sends Pastor Timothy there to kind of help them, you know. And tonight we want to pray to be able to help rich people as we're charged to by God. So this is the focus of my opening prayer. Help us, Father, as we come tonight in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to set our hearts tonight upon you and keep them upon you, Lord God, that we may continue to have perfect peace that transcends riches and wealth and material things, that transcends our understanding, that garrisons and mouth guard over our heart and our mind, that's based on faith in you, the faithful God who owns everything, who richly furnishes us with everything to enjoy. Help us all to do good, to be rich in good works, to be liberal and generous. Make us, God, thus lay a foundation for the future as we build a better life for our future, one of optimal overall wellness, God, one of financial wellness, God, as well as mental and spiritual and occupational and environmental and social wellness, God. In the name of Jesus, that we can take hold of life even the more and enjoy everything that pertains to life and godliness, which is life indeed. It's more than just enough, God. It's life indeed. It's an abundant life. It's a good life. And we do it and ask it in the name of Jesus, not just for us, God, but for all that are out there. We do it for our families. We do it for the families of the world. We pray this prayer, God, that we seek first, that people who believe in God will seek first the kingdom of God, his way of doing things, that you may add all of these things unto us. So be it unto us tonight, Father, according to the word of God in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 through 19 of the King James Bible. Matter of fact, Father, we expand the prayer that it be according to us tonight, our families and families of the world, all that are striving out there, Lord God, for a better life, for a better future, according to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 1 through 21, the whole chapter, God, tonight in the name of Jesus is our prayer. So we charge them that are rich tonight in this world, that they be not high-minded with their wealth, with their prestige, God, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. Let this be our goal. Let this be, God, our mission, our vision, Lord, that we may please you doing things your way, that you may add all these things to us that you know we have need of. This is our prayer tonight in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We offer this prayer to the God above, who hears our prayers and answers them, and show us great and mighty things, because we can't serve two masters. We're going to hate one and love the other. We can't serve God and mammon. God, we just thank you now. We praise you now. In Jesus' name we pray, your will be done. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Pastor Eric Davis, and I will be praying tonight for everyone conquering the thought life. In the name of Jesus, We take authority over our thought life. Even though we walk live in the flesh, we are not carrying on by our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. We refute arguments and theories and reason and every pride and lofty thing that set itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we lead every thought and purpose away captivity in the obedience of Christ the Messiah, the Anointed. With our soul, we will bless the Lord with every thought and purpose in life. Our mind will not wander out of the presence of God. Our life shall glorify the Father, spirit and in body, soul and body. We take no account of the evil done to us. We pay no attention to it suffered wrong. It holds no place in our thought life. We are ever ready to believe the best of every person. We gird up the loins of our mind, and we set our minds and keep it set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. Whatsoever is true, whatsoever is worthy of praise, and is honorable and seemly, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely and lovable, whatsoever is kind and wisdom and gracious. If there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, we will think on and weigh and take account of these things. We will fix our minds on them. We have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold this thought, feeling and purpose of his heart. In the name of Jesus, we will practice, and we will learn and receive and heard and seen in Christ and model our way of living on it. And the God of peace, of untroubled and undisturbed well-being, will be with us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our scripture reference for tonight will be coming out of the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. I'm sorry, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 5 in the King James Bible. Once again, that is the book of 2 Corinthians. Chapter 10, verse 5, and we're coming out of the King James Version. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. May the blessing and reading of God's holy word, amen, and God bless.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you asking you to heal us. It is written that the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise us up. And if we have committed sins, we will be forgiven. We let go of all unforgiveness, resentment, anger, and bad feelings towards anyone. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we desire to be in good health. We seek truth that will make us free, both spiritual and natural. Good eating habits, medication if necessary, and appropriate rest and exercise. You bought us at a price, and we desire to glorify you in our spirit and our body. They both belong to you. Thank you, Father, for sending your word to heal us and deliver us from all our destructions. Jesus, you are the word who became flesh and dwelt among us. You bore our griefs and pains and carried our sorrows and sickness. We have pierced you for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. Testing for our well-being fell upon you, and by your scourging we are healed. Father, we give attention to your words and incline our ears to your sayings. We will not let them depart from our sight, but we will keep them in the midst of our heart, for they are life and health to our whole body. Since the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to our mortal body through the spirit who dwells in me. Thank you that we will prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Amen. And tonight, my scripture reference will be coming out of the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 11, in the King James Version. And again, that's the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 11 in the King James Version. raised up Jesus from the dead, loving you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen.
Good evening. This is Sister Scriven, and I will be praying knowing God's will. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you are instructing us in the way we should go and that you are guiding us with your eyes. We thank you for your guidance and leading concerning your will, your plan, and your purpose for our life. We do hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, for we know you and follow you. You lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, Father, that our path is growing brighter and brighter until it reaches the full light of day. As we follow you, Lord, we believe our path is becoming clearer each day. Thank you, Father, that Jesus has made unto us wisdom. Confusion is not a part of our life. We are not confused about your will for our life. We trust in you and lean not unto our own understanding. As we acknowledge you in all of our ways, you are directing our path. We believe that as we trust in you completely, you will show us the path of life. Amen. Tonight, our scripture reference will be coming from out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 18. Again, the scripture reference tonight will be coming from out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 18, and I will be reading from the King James Version. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Amen.
Good evening. My name is Helen Howard, and I will be praying Overcoming Prejudice. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you asking your forgiveness for being intolerant of one another because of the colors of our skin. Forgive us for tolerating prejudice in the household of faith. Set us free from the influence of public opinion that we may live out our glorious Christ-originated faith. Forgive us for segregating ourselves by color, by a measure of wealth or intellect. We are all your children, the sheep of your pasture. You made us and not we ourselves. We are one blood redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, who was slain before the foundation of the world. We are baptized into Christ and have put on the family likeness of Christ. We call for an end to segregation in Christ's family. May there be no division into Jew and non-Jew, slave and free, male and female. Among us, we are all equal. That is, we are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together in Christ through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of the hostility. Lord, Jesus came and preached peace to us outside and peace to us inside. He treated us all as equal, and so made us equal. Through him, we share the same spirit and have equal access to you, Father. The kingdom of faith is now our home country, and we are no longer strangers or outsiders. We belong here. Lord, you are building a home. You are using us all, irrespective of how we got here and what you are building. You are fitting us in with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone who holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day. A holy temple built by you, Father. All of us built into it. A temple in which you are quite at home. Father, you have called us all to travel on the same road and in the same direction. So we will stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. We have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything we are and speak and do is permeated with oneness. Father, we imitate you. We walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another. We walk as children of the light, leading the lives of those native born to the light. We look carefully how we walk. We live purposefully and worthily and accurately, making the very most of time, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. We speak out to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise with voice and instruments, and making melody with all our hearts to you, Lord, at all times and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to you, Father. By love, we serve one another. Thank you, Father, that prejudice is being rooted out of the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. And tonight, our scripture reference will be coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 13 through 22, out of the King James Bible. And again, our scripture reference for tonight will be coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 13 through 22, out of the King James Bible. And it reads, verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Verse 14, but he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, or to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Verse 16, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Verse 17, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Verse 18, but through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Verse 19, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and to the household of God. Verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Verse 21, in whom all the buildings fitly framed together grow unto in the holy temple in the Lord. Verse 22, in whom ye also are built together but an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Sharon Hayes, and tonight I'll be praying adoration. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Bless the Lord, O our souls, and all that is within us. Bless your holy name. We adore you and make known to you, Father, our adoration and love this day. We bless your name, Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth, who was in the beginning. It is you who made us and you have crowned us with glory and honor. You are the God of might and strength. Hallowed be thy name. We bless your name, El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessing. You are the breasty one who nourishes and supplies. You are all bountiful and all sufficient. Hallowed be thy name. Excuse me. We bless your name, Adonai, our Lord and our Master. You are Jehovah, the completely self-existing one, always present, revealed in Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallowed be thy name. We bless your name, Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees our needs and provides for them. Hallowed be thy name. We bless your name, Jehovah Rapha, our healer and the one who made bitter experiences sweet. You, Lord, sent your word and healed us. You forgave all of our iniquities and you healed all of our disease. Hallowed be thy name. We bless your name, Jehovah M. Kadesh, the Lord our sanctifier. You have set us apart for yourself. Hallowed be thy name. Jehovah Nisi, you are our victory, our banner, and our standard. Your banner over us is love. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you lifted up a standard against him. Hallowed be thy name. Jehovah Shalom, we bless your name. You are our peace. You are a peace which transcends all understanding, which garrison and mount guard over our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Hallowed be thy name. We bless you, Jehovah Tisikanu, our righteousness. Lord, we just want to thank you for becoming sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallowed be thy name. Jehovah Roha, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. Hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah to Jehovah Shema, the one who will never leave or forsake us. You are always there. We take comfort and we truly are encouraged, and we confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. We will not be seized with alarm. We will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to us? Hallowed be thy name. We worship and adore you, El Elyon, the Most High God, who is the first cause of everything, the possessor of the heavens and earth. But you are the everlasting God, the great God, the living God, the merciful God, the faithful God, the Almighty God. You are truth, justice, righteousness, and perfection. You are El Elyon, the highest sovereign of the heavens and the earth. Hallowed be thy name. Father, you have exalted above all else your name and your word, and you have magnified your word above all your name. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and his name is Jesus. Hallowed be thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reference tonight will come from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse number 7. Again, that is the book.
all ungodliness, all irreligion, all worldly passionate desires, and to live a discreet, temperate, self-controlled, upright, devout, spiritually whole lives in this present world, awaiting and looking for the fulfillment, the realization of our blessed hope, even the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord. We thank you, Father, that the Lord shall come to earth and all the holy ones, saints and angels with him. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And in that day, he shall be one Lord and his name one. The government shall be upon his shoulders. Father, we thank you that we shall join the great voices of heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and yours it is to be exalted over head over all. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Thy will be done. I'll be reading in your hearing tonight for a scripture reference from the book of Titus, the second chapter. I want to read verses 11 through 13. Again, for a scripture reference, I'll read in your hearing tonight from the book of Titus, the second chapter, verses 11 through 13. And verse 11 reads, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Keep it sufficient, my name. Now we pray that mission that will be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will God in our life and do for your own handiwork, your workmanship. We pray in Christ Jesus for anew, that we may do those good works that you predestined. Find beforehand for us, taking passage that ahead of time that we shall walk in, living the good life that you prearranged and made ready for us to live. Teach us to do your will, for you are God. Let your good spirit lead us into a plain country and into the land of uprightness. Jesus, you gave. You lifted yourself up to atone for our sins and to save and sanctify us, in order to rescue and deliver us from this present wicked age and world order, in accordance with the will and purpose and plan of our God and Father. In the name of Jesus, we're not conformed to this world. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For this is the will of God, that we should be consecrated, separated and set apart for true and holy living. We should abstain from all sexual violence. We should know how to possess, control, manage our own body in purity, separate from things profane, and in consecration and honor. Not be used in attacks on us by the heathen or any of the true God that have no mouth to have will. Father, thank you, children. As we fix it after yourself to your own in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should hold it, consecrate and set apart for you and blameless in your sight. Even by reproach, you for your love. Have we just made us in the death of a child by Jesus Christ to yourself, according to the good pleasure of your will? Your will be done on earth, and our life is in heaven, amen, and so be it. Our scripture reference for tonight is coming out of the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. Again, our scripture reference is coming out of the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, and that's out of the King James Bible. And it reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed in the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Deacon and Patricia McNair, now we pray for vision. Give us this day our daily bread. In the name of Jesus, we confess that the Holy Savior, who have not seen the righteous forsaken, will receive vegan bread. Father, thank you for food, clothing, and shelter. In the name of Jesus, we're learning to stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about our life, but we should and what we should drink. What about our body, what we should put on? Our life is created in quality of food and the body far above and more excellent than clothing. The rid of idleness, gossip, discontent, and selfishness, we will not eat. It is your Father who will live to fly. Fill to the full I ever need according to your rich glory in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Your words are sound, and we did eat them. And your word was to us a joy and a rejoicing of our heart. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, you are the bread of life that gives us life and is in bread. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, the spiritual bread, manna from heaven. Amen. Our scripture verse for tonight is coming out of the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 25. Again, our scripture verse will be coming out of the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 25. And it reads, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed of Daniel bread. This is Patricia McNair, and I'll be praying forgiveness. Forgive us our debts. Father, we forgive everyone who trespasses against us, so that you can give us our trespasses. Now, and receive the Holy Spirit, and be led and directed by Him. So we forgive the sins of anyone that are forgiven, and we retain the sins of anyone that are retained. Father, your word says, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. This is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 44. We come before you in Jesus' name, to lift our nation before you. We vote blessings upon our nation, and pray for our nation. Passes. We pray your blessings favor upon our nation. Father, not only will we pray for our nation, we will set ourselves to treat our nation well, do good to act nobly towards our nation. We'll be merciful, sympathetic, generous, and compassionate toward our nation, even as you are, Father. Our desire is ahead of you, and we do all things to Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Father, we thank you that we have great peace in this situation. We love your law and Jesus' benefit toward our nation. Jesus, we are blessed. Happy with life. Joy is manifested in God's name. And salvation parts of our condition. And we envy because we take no offense in you and refuse to be hurt or reject or annoyed or repel or make some whatever may occur. And now, Father, we will always work to find you, submit and trust and hold to you. And we believe that you will cause our thoughts to become an agreement to your will. And so our plans shall be steps and succeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture reference for tonight will come out of the book of John, chapter 20, verse 23. Again, that's the book of John, chapter 20, verse 23, King James Bible. And it reads, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Sharon. Now we'll be praying guidance and deliverance. Lead us not into temptation. There has no temptation taken us but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer us to be tempted above that which we are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that we may be able to bear it. We count it all joy when we fall into various temptations, knowing this, that the trying of our faith works patient. We will not say when we are tempted, I am tempted from God, for God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for our sin, that you might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Father, in the name of Jesus, and according to the power that is at work in us, we will keep awake, give strict attention, be cautious, and watch and pray, that we may not come into temptation. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, scripture reference tonight will come from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Again, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And it reads, "There hath no temptation taken us, taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Amen.
Amen. Good evening again. This is Pastor Lester Hayes of New Freedom Christian Ministry. And tonight I will be praying in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of Jesus. The final prayer of praise, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Oh, magnify the Lord with us and let us exalt his name together. For God's way is perfect. His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tested and is tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in him. Oh, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our firm and impenetrable rock and our Redeemer. Your word has revived us and given us life. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. All the sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous decrees endures forever. We will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth and faithfulness. For you have exalted above all else your name in your word, and you have magnified your word above all your name. Let our prayers be set forth as incense before you, the lifting up of our hands as an evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, before our mouth, and keep watch at the door of our lips. He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me, says the Lord. And he who orders his way aright, who prepares the way that I may show him or show them, to them I will demonstrate the salvation of God. Our mouth shall be filled with your praise and with your honor all the day, because your loving kindness is better than life. Our lips shall praise you, and so will we bless you while we live. We will lift up our hands in your name, for your testimonies are also our delight and our counselors. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And tonight I will be reading in your hearing a scripture reference out of the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse number 3. Again, I'll be reading in your hearing out of the King James Bible, out of the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 3, out of the King James Bible. And verse 3 reads, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen." And tonight I'll do our closing prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the only name by which men can be saved, the great I am that I am, Christ our righteousness, Christ our peace, Christ our joy, Christ our everything and all in all. So, Father, as we look to you tonight in Jesus' name, we thank you for hearing every prayer that's been prayed tonight, every utterance that came up, every song that came up, even around the world where there are prayer meetings and Wednesday night services coming together. God, we're praying that they're praying and crying out, yes, because you have called your people to pray, God, and seek your face and turn from my wicked ways. And you said, "I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land." Our land needs healing from the darkness on the land and gross darkness on the people. Our land needs healing from the disunity, disharmony, God, the hate, and Lord, right now, the division that we're faced with. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus that you who are God, who looks down from heaven, from your throne, and where you see unity is right there, you will command the blessing, even life forevermore. We're praying that every house that is built, that you would build it by laying the foundation that has already been laid, that of the teaching of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of every house that is built in the name of Jesus. And we're praying that your Father's house will not be a house of a den of thieves and merchandisers, but God, your house will be a house of purity, house of prayer, house of worship, a house of power, and a house of praise. Let it be ordained, God, to take place. Let it be a house, oh God, where we are as pastors and ministers and teachers, elders, and whoever, God, that is standing in the pulpit, God will teach the people the word of God and will testify to the mysteries of Jesus Christ, your Son, being the God and the judge of the living and the dead. We thank you for we just celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, God, there are those dry bones in this world that right now, God, we speak life to by the Spirit. We speak your word to them right now in the spirit realm. And we thank you that their bodies, their lives, their souls, and their spirits, their whole being is being revived and renewed and restored, convicted by the Holy Ghost right now, as we lift up the name of Jesus over our unsaved family members and unsaved family members of the world, God. We lift them up before you, and we pray they're being drawn right now out of stubborn, stiff-necked hatred, God, and anger right now, God. And we just thank and praise you for salvation today in Jesus' name, God. We thank and praise you for the finished work of Jesus on that cross, Lord God. We thank and praise you, God, for raising up the spiritually dead. We thank and praise you for filling them, sealing them, healing them, and filling them, baptizing them with the Holy Ghost, God, that they may have a spiritual witness on the inner man, God, to convict, Lord God, when we start to go astray and look back and put our hands to the plow and begin to plow again and sow again and live again in those things, God, that you have already delivered us from. Help us now to press toward the mark as a people of God, as believers on this earth. Press toward the marks for the prizes of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We thank and praise you for it. Now let your will be done in our lives here on earth as we continue to lift up and pray, God, for the heal for our healing this morning, this afternoon, God. We pray for our healing for all of those that are on our list, God, that we've been lifting up before you. For my own self, Pastor Lester, Pastor Sherry, Pastor Eric, Pastor Phoebe, Mother Helen. God, we continue to pray for Miss Gussie Davis healing, Mr. C.T. Davis. We continue to pray for Brother Hale, Minister Biggers, Lord, and Minister Smith and Diggins McNair, God. We just continue to lift them up, God, for healing. And we give you the praise, Brother Hale, Brother Ivan, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for sending that healing balm. We thank you for raising them up. We thank you for all the wonderful reports that we have already seen demonstrated and have heard about, testify about. We thank you for a powerful service on Sunday, how you delivered, Lord God, one of your wavered daughters, Lord God, how she was had hands laid on, the prayer of faith was prayed, and things was cast out, Lord God, and hallelujah, she left changed, oh God, than when she came, God, and we're just praying for deliverance for the whole house, God, anyone else, God, that's bound, Lord. We pray that for their release tonight in the name of Jesus, and we pray that your will be done in every house of worship, God, on earth as it is in heaven, God. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We pray for all those that are out there struggling with infirmity, diseases, sicknesses, God. Oh God, that you tonight would touch them around the world, God, and heal their bodies. Let them know that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, God. Let them know you are able to make every bitter experience sweet tonight as we continue to pray, God, for the continuous, Lord God, recovery of those four that are still missing in the harbors, oh God, under the key bridge, God. We're praying over the effort that no one else, God, that are working right now around the clock, God, will experience any kind of tragedy or crisis. God, we're praying that they will be found and restored back to their families. We continue to pray for the rebuilding of that bridge, the release of funds, and we continue to pray for those 12 seven souls that were lost, God, in the feeding of the kitchen of the world, God, over in Gaza, Lord God, Mr. Andreas, God. Father, we're praying that you will continue to encourage him, Lord, and bless him, Lord God, that he will continue that work, Lord God. Right now, they're at a standstill because there were volunteers who lost their lives in that effort, valiant effort, God. And we're praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch Mr. Netanyahu and let him see the devastation, God. Turn that stiff neck, Lord God. Touch his heart, Lord God, and let him, Lord God, cooperate with those workers who are trying to get in with supplies and food and essentials, medical supplies, God. We ask for a ceasefire, God. We ask for your divine intervention and help in that place, Lord God. We ask for souls to be saved. We ask for restoration, God. We ask, Lord God, for an end to that war and all wars, oh Lord God. We continue to pray, God, for peace in that region and peace on earth and goodwill toward all of mankind. We pray, God, for governments, oh God. We're praying that they will fear God and reverence God and bow before God, and that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will become their God. And we're praying that righteousness will exalt every nation, tongue, and tribe to the glory of God. And we're praying, oh God, that every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Christ, the anointed Son of the living God. When you ask Peter, who do men say that I am? We're praying that that question will go out right now and receive the appropriate answer, God. And you told Peter, God, Peter, who do you say that I am? As you're asking each and every one of us right now, God, we know who you are. You are Christ, the Messiah, the anointed Son of the living God, the Prince of Peace. And upon your shoulder, the government shall rest, God. And we thank you and we praise you. You're a wonderful counsel. You're a mighty God. You're everlasting Father. You are righteousness, God. You are Savior, God. And we look to you tonight, the author, finisher, and developer of our faith, to hear our prayers and intervene and show us great and mighty things. We pray for your divine intervention. We pray for peace in Jerusalem tonight. We pray for those victims who suffered loss for the earthquake that took place today, God. We're praying for those who lost their lives in the storms that are raging right now, up and down the East Coast, West Coast, the Midwest, God. Father, we're just praying and speak calm by faith tonight through the Spirit for those storms and even the ones that came through here, God, as people right now preparing to recover. We pray, God, hallelujah, over what's taking place on Highway 75 or northbound right now, the accidents, the wrecks, God, the recovery effort, Lord God. We're praying, God. We don't know, God, whether there was fatalities, but we do know, God, that there were severe injuries. But we're praying for your divine intervention, Lord God. We're praying, God, that people will be patient, Lord God, that have to wait till they clear up the debris, God, that there don't be some secondary accidents. Watch over our son Alex as he's out there on the road, God, behind an 18-wheeler and his driver. We lift them all up and pray our heads of protection around them, God. We just give you all the praise and glory and honor when we have to get out on the highways, God. We're praying for traveling grace and mercy. There are busy roads these days, busy highways, a lot of motorists, a lot of traffic. People are moving up and down these highways, God, and some of them on cell phones, some of them are distracted. But God, we pray against those aggressive drivers, oh God. We pray against road rage right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray against those guys who are driving well and beyond their hours on the road behind the wheel, that they'll shut it down, God. Pull over and rest there and get the proper rest, God, and follow the road rules, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We just lift all of this up of concern to us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight and we praise you tonight, God. We pray for your divine intervention over all these trouble spots on the earth right now. We lift up, Lord God, all the court cases that are outstanding right now. And we are praying that your justice will continue to show up and prevail. Touch Judge Cannon down there in Florida, God, that's holding things up, Lord, that's laying things purposely, God, being partisan, God, on the bench, God. And we're praying that the Supreme Court will go ahead on, God, and pass the judgment, Lord God, right now, God, that no president, whoever you might be, God, have eminent immunity, Lord God. We have a justice system, and God, we ask you to cause it to work, because God, you are all about righteousness, God. You are an avenger, God, and vengeance belongs to you, God. And we lift up and pray for the former president's soul to be saved. We pray for Mr. Putin. We pray for what's going on in Ukraine tonight. We pray for your divine intervention, God. We pray, God, that they will continue to get the weapon systems and the munitions, God, that they need, God, to continue to fight for their freedom and their rights, God. And we're praying that our allies will continue to support them, touch Congress right now, that they'll go ahead and release those funds and that aid to them, Lord God, that has been requested. We're praying, God, that Congress will work with the president to send that aid to the governor in Maryland, God, that they will begin to maintain those jobs that right now are being held up because of this tragic accident. God, we're just praying that your will be done in all that's going on right now, God, in households, oh God, on jobs, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor as we move through this cycle right now. Polls are open. People are going out voting. And God, we pray that they not vote, God, for the person or the party, but they vote, God, looking at what we're doing to our country, Lord God. And we pray that the righteous will be in charge and the wicked will be taken down, God, because all promotions come from you. You hold the heart of the king in your hands, and you turn it whatsoever way you will. And we're praying tonight, Lord, you turn it where it pleases you, Lord God, and not man, Lord God. And we lift the whole process up to you, and we pray, God, for your will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray tonight. Amen and amen. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them. and showing us great and mighty things that we don't know of until they manifest. This is our prayer tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, then. Well, that concludes.